Tired of jumping from job to job? How about a career in a recession-proof industry where you can make a difference and help create a healthier living and working environment? The pest management industry gives you the opportunity to work with more independence. OPC Pest Services will give you a chance to grow with advancement. Come be a part of our team at OPC Pest Services. Apply online at opcpest.com/careers. That's opcpest.com/careers.
Where do you go to find all your favorite wine, beer, and spirits with selections customized to local tastes? For over 25 years, that go-to place has been Cox's Spirit Shop. Cox's, Louisville's go-to liquor store.
What's gonna make you happy?
Most people don't put much thought into the value of a reliable water or sewage pump until they have to. Well, I have a team that never stops thinking about it. Kentuckiana Pump Sales. With over 35 years of experience, Kentuckiana Pump Sales, a premier Ashland pump shop, includes sump, sewage, grinder pumps, and many more to service all residential, municipal, commercial, and industrial needs. Next time you think about pumps, think Kentuckiana Pump Sales, 3303 Industrial Parkway, Jeffersonville, Indiana, or visit KentuckianaPumps.com.
That to-do list you have needs one more thing. Chill. It's an easy thing to do. Just crack open an ice-cold Coors Light and chill. Take the afternoon off and binge-watch anything. Go to happy hour and stay for a couple hours. Who's counting anyways? Or hang out with just your dog because you've had enough human interaction this week. Whatever you do, do it with a Coors Light. Mountain Cold Refreshment made to chill. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
Hey, Cards fans. Do you or a loved one suffer from gout? Gout is a very painful form of arthritis that can also lead to kidney and heart disease. I bet you didn't know there's now a Gout Center of Excellence right here in Louisville. They use the most up-to-date clinical guidelines and FDA-approved treatments to get you relief fast. If you have gout, be sure to call the Gout Center of Excellence at 502-719-2472 or visit them online at ralouisville.com. And be sure to tell them Marcus sent you.
Did you know LMPD posts photos of thieves caught on camera? Problem is, half the time, you can't even make out the face. What about your cameras? If someone broke into your business? Here at Sonatrol, the number one rated security company in Kentucky, we sell high-resolution cameras with great lenses. Even at night, our outdoor cameras record in color. If you have old, grainy analog cameras, or black and white footage, or don't have a camera system at all, give us a call, 502-966-8999. Make your New Year resolution new camera resolutions.
27 area locations, walk-in, drive-through delivery. That's Cox's and Evergreen Liquors. That's Louisville's go-to liquor store. Buy three, get one free cigars every Wednesday. So if you missed this week, go catch them next Wednesday. They got everything you need there, so check them out. They've got the wine, domestic beer, craft beer, mixers, bourbons, everything you need there at Cox's and Evergreen Liquors. They are your one-stop shop here in Louisville for all that. Cox's and Evergreen Liquors is Louisville go-to liquor store. Cox'sLouisville.com.
Your home is your fortress, and your first line of defense is your roof. So if your roof is under attack by either Mother Nature or Father Time, you should be calling Citadel Roofing and Construction. Citadel Roofing and Construction is locally owned and operated, will provide free inspections, estimates, and of course they'll work with your insurance. Did I also mention their A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau? Let Citadel Roofing and Construction protect the roof that protects you by calling 502-219-7964 today.
Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices. And when you download the Kroger app, you can enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. Plus, you can earn fuel points to save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. And with a Boost membership, you'll save even more with double fuel points and free delivery. So you can always save big every day with our savings and rewards. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This is Keith Bosch with Rates Fence Company, a local family-owned and operated business for more than 50 years. Rates Fence is Louisville's premier fence installation and access control company, specializing in residential and commercial fencing solutions. If you are looking for a quality fence installation from a company you can trust, visit us online at ratesfence.com. That's RAATZ fence.com to schedule your free estimate today.
Live from the OPC Pest Services Studio. Time for Middays with Marcus Maben on 93.9 The Ville. Now, here's Marcus Maben and Steve Rummage.
Welcome back. Welcome back. It's Middays with Marcus Maben. 8150, 93.9 is the number. 93.9 is the station. And if you are listening to my voice in good spirits, then you are blessed. Steve Rubbage in the building, Chase in the booth.
We're here, man. Here, ready to go.
You survived.
Yeah, survived, man. Whoa.
Still got power?
Yeah.
Didn't lose power, Chase?
No, we're good. We're good.
Everybody's good?
Weather was rough, though, man.
It was rough.
Woo. Hope everybody out there listens to us safe, man. Feeling good.
Yeah, listen. And, of course, Steve, I hit this moment. What about this moment, Steve? Broke my heart yesterday.
Listen.
Broke my heart for myself, right? A little bit of drizzle, a little bit of rain, you know, the calm before the storm. You know, it's humid.
Yeah.
You like to open your doors and windows and get that nice fresh news, you know, but you know the storm's coming, and you know eventually you're gonna have to, you know. So I'm seeing a little bit of just a light, soft drizzle, and I'm like, yeah, okay. My app says I still got about 45 minutes before anything, you know, heavy comes along, right?
Okay.
And so I'm like, okay, this is what we do: take the trash out. Okay, gotta go. Stop by the housing office, right? So I'm just setting up my little game plan. I just wash my dishes because I don't want the power to go out and me not and have dirty dishes. And I just took a shower early and just I was just planning. Look, I got my candles there ready and the emergency lighters.
Okay.
And you remember I bought the little wind up thing? That's the best thing. I should have got you one.
Oh man.
I should have got you one.
Yeah, because that was a brilliant thing.
Chase, I'm on Amazon one day, right? Around Christmas time. Couldn't think of what to get my dad. What do you get your dad? You'll start to realize that dads at a certain age, they are about warmth and survival. Like, and Steve, listen, Steve can speak to this particularly, especially in the county. Men of a certain age, they just want to be prepared for the apocalypse.
Very true.
Yeah. I just want to be able to survive.
Very true.
One, just enough.
If it happens.
Just.
Yeah.
When it happens.
When it happens, I want to know that I can survive it.
And the neighbors are going to have to come to me for something.
Absolutely.
They want to have value for the 1,000%. First part of the apocalypse. You agree with
1,000%.
That? 1,000%. So, Chase, I got this little toy. I got this little apparatus. We won't call it a toy. Chase, I got this apparatus, right? It has a light on it. It's like a flashlight. It's a radio. It has a USB. You can hand crank it to charge up a phone battery.
Yeah.
Right. It has a built-in alarm on it. So like if you get buried or something, it'll let people know your location. It's also solar powered. It got a compass on it. It got everything on it.
Yeah,
man. My dad, listen, I've got my dad some great gifts, right, in my days. He went bananas over this Small survival apparatus. Yeah. So I got that thing ready, you know. Like I said, I'm just making sure we got all the necessary, you know. I got my home defense systems. Defense systems. In case apocalypse happens, Andy, you get the point. Everything's all set up, Steve.
Okay.
I go take out this trash, Steve. And the rain picked up.
Oh.
And I cowered and went right back into the house. I didn't get to make my run. And once that heavy rain started hitting, it's like I'm a grown man. And that rain sent me right back in the house. And I felt so.
Yeah.
Don't you just hate when you get caught in a heavy rain and your clothes just get soaked and it's like, you just.
Oh, I know.
Yeah, your mood is just killed.
Yeah, no, it destroys you. Like, I hate being wet and having to do something. You start to smell, and it's just like, oh.
I don't want to go from my car into Kroger.
That's an immediate shower.
Soaked. You got to change. You got to go back in the house. You got to change clothes. Mm-hmm. And I just waited it out and then.
And how cold? Is there a colder place on planet Earth than a grocery store when you walk in from the rain?
That's a good point.
I mean, you're like, this is frigid.
I've never
I'm in Antarctica.
Because you can feel that fan right at the front.
God. And you always walk in the produce and it's like, oh.
It just hits you. Yeah, like I said, that. I everything worked out. Like I said, I eventually got up to got to Kroger in there. Like I said.
Sorry, I'm just a little baffled. Let me tell you why. This is awesome. So there's a texter on the text line in here that just saying the nastiest stuff, apparently, to us on the last show.
Uh-huh.
So just a simple Google search of the number says it's a 72-year-old woman in New York. I'm like, my God. I was like, oh, wow. All right, man. I apologize. I'm sorry.
So, for some reason, maybe we just don't vibe the same way.
No, but I respect it now. I'm like, oh, I feel you. I don't like you. End of story. Rain jobs were so big, I was moving out their way.
They were heavy raindrops. Like a drop, I could feel it go from shirt to skin immediately. Usually it takes some time to soak through. It's like, bap, 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 bap.
Yeah.
And I was like, yeah, I'm going inside. It's terrible.
This, out of curiosity, if that's how you feel, are you an umbrella guy?
No. Absolutely not. No.
Okay.
No, you have to accept it. You have to accept the rain. I mean, I have to accept that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no umbrella. I don't know if I've ever used an umbrella in my life.
I rarely have ever used one. I put my hood up, and I don't know why, but it's like if your head doesn't get wet, it helps.
I think I walked my mom into a store.
That's funny.
Into Walmart.
I said it was Joanne Patino.
That's pretty funny. Yeah. I think I walked my mom into a Walmart with an umbrella. And that's the only time I ever fully got out and got an umbrella and opened it up. And just,
I mean, anytime I've used an umbrella, it's probably been for someone else.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
maybe one church day.
Yeah, where you just were really okay.
I'm fresh. I'm not getting soaked.
Yeah, I would agree with that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't have an umbrella. It's probably a good idea.
Oh, it's a great idea.
Yeah.
But I just don't. An umbrella is one of those gifts that I'd get, kind of what you were saying, the survival thing.
Uh-huh.
My mom now gets me underwear, socks. My girlfriend will get me one of these just so that I make sure I drink water.
Uh-huh.
And an umbrella would be one of those gifts where it's you need one of these and you'll never buy it. And she's right. I'll never buy it.
Your girlfriend buys you those to make sure you drink water?
Oh, yeah.
That's awesome.
Otherwise, I don't.
No, it's a great story, dude.
I
love it.
Did that come from something in particular? Are you a severely dehydrated person on average?
No, it's just, I think it's the self-care part where it's just I don't even think about it on a daily basis.
Mm-hmm.
I only think about what's in front of me. Mm-hmm. I think that's part of my personality for sure. I just don't think about.
Have you ever passed out like the dude coming out the blood donor place?
No, I don't get to that point, but.
Chase's girlfriend, I didn't know this, is like a D1 like college athlete.
Really?
Yeah. I won't give details. There's nothing. That's but I'm like, what?
Does that surprise you?
No.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Not at all.
Yeah.
Man, look, she's a stud.
The way you said it, I was like,
yeah.
That sounds about right.
I bet.
Yeah.
That sounds about right. Yeah.
She gets those for free, by the way, and she just give them to you like she's buying them.
She, no, but she just likes to shop, and I hate shopping. And I'm like.
It's like, oh, I think that'd be nice.
Yeah. And pretty much you can give, she's like, you're terrible to give gifts for. I'm like, you could pretty much give me anything because I don't have anything because I don't buy myself anything.
I saw a meme this morning and it says it pisses women off how little it takes to keep a guy happy.
Oh yeah.
And the guy had a bed in his garage and his car and his computer.
Yeah. But it's perfect.
Yeah, it's like, well, yeah. I won.
I'm good. Yeah, I'm fantastic.
I won at life. If I live in a garage with a car, and my car can pull up right to the edge, to the foot of the bed. You mean to tell me I can get out of my bed and get right in my car, open the door, and drive away?
I said, do you switch Crocs to sport mode during rain? Yeah, absolutely.
That's not a bad feeling.
No.
That's not a bad feeling.
It's like, eh.
That's not a bad feeling.
Even I will say, like, if you get caught in the rain and, like, you're, like, I like my Crocs or something at Disney, and it's like, and then your feet get wet, and it's like. You're like, yeah. I'm like, yeah, we got to stop. I gotta draw these off.
I like that sound.
Okay. Yeah. I don't like the feeling.
Fair enough. Yeah. Okay, so, Steve. We are in the filling out process of who Coach Pat Kelsey is reaching out to. And by the way, let's start this right now. Jesse, I know you're listening. You had an assignment, Jesse. Steve, did I tell you about Jesse yesterday?
I heard.
Okay.
Heard, yeah.
You heard Jesse.
Yeah, yeah.
So for people who don't know, who didn't join us yesterday, we had a caller late. His name was Jesse. I hope that's him right there. So Jesse wasn't too fond of the names you were reaching out to.
Yes.
He wasn't too fond of the, not the players' names, but the university names. And Jesse was falling into the age-old trap of quote-unquote ACC caliber guys. Now, I understood the ACC experience thing, but basketball players are basketball players, and it's all, they're all over the world. And like I said, so I asked Jesse, I said, Jesse, could you name a failure basketball player that transferred into this university? We went from the Damian Lees to the Trey Lewis's to the Carly Joneses to even go Quan Four.
Oh,
even go Fresh Kimball. All those dudes were able to compete. Dwayne Sutton. All those dudes were able to compete at an extremely high level in the ACC, right? So, Steve. I do want to give a shout out to Blankenbaker because the minute that show ended, listen, I would have went to you for the failure guy, the failure name.
Yeah.
Did you know the failure?
No.
Gosh darn it. I'm glad you don't know.
Yeah.
Listen, normally I want you to impress people with your knowledge. Chase, give me the failure transfer. I'll put it this way. I'll give you a hint.
Like Akoya Gal?
Let's put it. No.
I know, yeah.
Actually, when he got that and one against Tennessee, I was like, this is going to work.
Yeah.
I know. A transfer. That's come here and failed.
That came here and failed. Do. Texters, 3831-939. Reggie, that is Reggie, right?
Roger.
Roger, sorry. Roger, I don't want you to say the failed transfer's name, even if you know it. Steve is going to think you better. No, Steve, don't read your phone either.
I don't have my phone.
Jeremy, don't text Steve.
I don't have my phone.
Don't text Steve. Hey, listen, don't. What's your cousin's name? Matt.
Yeah.
Matt, don't tell Steve who the failure transfer is. There's a little bit of an asterisk by the failed transfer. That's the only hint you're going to get.
Okay.
Roger, thanks for joining us on 93.9. Fire away, Roger.
Hey, I'm a little bit late about calling. Y'all talking about basketball, but y'all were talking about getting caught in the rain.
Yep.
There's nothing like when I was an installer repairman, and I get everything ready, and I climb up this pole thinking I'm going to beat the rain, and I've got 5 or 10 minutes worth of work left, and it starts. You know, the rain's so hard you think it's ice pellets hitting you.
Yeah,
what do? I can't climb down because I'll just have to turn around, get everything ready, and climb back up. So I got to sit up there and get soaking, stinking wet.
Oh, no.
And then you're wet the rest of the day. Hey, you were talking about the apocalypse.
Yep.
I just out of laziness, I started stockpiling canned goods because I'd go to the store and I couldn't remember if I had something, so I'd buy 2 or 3 of them and get home, and I got 5. And so I got them all stockpiled out here in the garage, and I've got a couple of the wind-up flashlights. It's nothing as elaborate as what you got.
Yeah. But
I do have one of those battery chargers that's got a light on it and USB plug-ins and all that. But one of my son's friends was over in the garage with us one day, and he looked over and he said, "I know where I'm coming when the apocalypse is."
Look, did that make you proud that he said that?
It did. It did. it's just an excuse for my laziness, though. But anyway, I thought I'd tell y'all about that's the way to get soaking, stinking wet.
I totally can see that happening. I appreciate you sharing that story, Roger. Appreciate the call.
That's good.
Did you think of it?
No, I don't know.
Did you think of it, Chase?
Is it in my age range? Like, is it someone?
Yes.
Okay.
It's totally in your age range. You're going to be so mad. You're going to be so mad at yourself.
I know.
And it's totally on the text line. don't look.
That's it.
But Mark, listen, it took Mark. I came out the studio. I asked Mark. I said, "Give me that one name, blah, blah, blah." Mark, he looked up in the air. And he said, boom, and he gave it to me. 5.
I don't know.
4, 3, 2, 1. Charles Menlin.
I should have known that.
Charles Menlin. Okay.
Charles Menlin.
Okay.
Was the one guy that you were like, I don't know, coach.
Yeah, well, his leg was destroyed.
But listen, when he got hurt, we was like, okay, it's a couple weeks. And
yeah, he had dropped almost 30 on Gonzaga twice.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, he was like legitimately hurt.
But
the guy wore a brace the size of me on his leg.
Even when we saw him playing, we were like, I don't know, Charles.
Yeah, but even when he played, man, like he had a huge brace he had to wear on his leg.
I don't know. I think we might have overreached on that one.
I mean, it might have been, but
because even when I do respect the injury thing. You know, it's like, but I thought, listen, I remember thinking, no, Josh Nickleberry, he didn't transfer in.
No,
yeah,
he transferred out.
Yeah, he transferred out. With Charles Menlin. Or that's when I first started kind of wondering if Coach Mack, like I was trying to psychoanalyze Coach Mack a little bit.
Yeah.
And I thought he had a little bit of a soft spot for injury guys because Chris Mack, did you know he got injured in college? Like he would always make reference to, I'd be in the NBA if I didn't get injured. You know what I'm saying? And I thought that was just one of those, you know, we all have just a little soft spot for that kind of player reminds me of.
Right.
Or I can relate to that guy and what he's going through.
It was Satterfield and walk-ons. You know what I'm saying?
That sounded funnier than it was supposed to be, but that was his soft spot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He walked on and made it.
Yep.
You know,
and he believed that that was what's going to be a coach's soft spot. Coach Kelsey's soft. Just
small guys. That'd be a nightmare. He's like, we're going to play with 6'5 centers. No.
No, no, no.
Yeah, no, 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 no,
no, no, no,
no.
No, no. Yeah, if he said that, no natural point guards at 6'5.
No. No.
like
well, Zach. I don't think that's the case because, like, for instance, yesterday he offers the East Carolina kid, Brandon Johnson. 6'7".
Brandon Johnson.
Oh, my God. 6'7", shooter.
What you think about Brandon Johnson?
Oh, I loved him.
Okay.
I loved him. Man, he's probably at the top of – well, Edwards would be big. He's his combo guard. But
I want you to describe Brandon Johnson to people.
Brandon Johnson, okay.
Because it's important for the big picture point.
He is
– Have you watched him?
A little bit.
Okay.
And this is what I like. Okay, this is different. He is – what Brandon wants to be. Now, different size, but Brandon thinks he plays on the wing and is capable of playing on the wing, and he's not. Brandon Johnson, I've said Brandon, I meant Brandon Huntley Hafu. Brandon Johnson is a guy, he's not, he looks like when you see him move and run, you're like, oh, he's a power forward.
Mm-hmm.
You're a power forward. You're a 6'7 power forward, you know? And then it's like, oh, no, he's not. When he plays out, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, he's technically a small forward, but I'm like, you could easily move him to a small forward and he'd be a stretch forward. Like, he is a big-time shooter. And you're like, dude, no, this guy, like, I mean, he's not necessarily going to – here's the beautiful thing. He's one of those guys that would dunk on you, but you'll be like, how did he dunk on me?
Yeah.
You know, like, yeah. How? I don't get that. I thought absolutely. Edwards is probably number one for me, but he's right there at number two. He's a college basketball player.
Okay, Edwards, just because he's kind of wore the man, worn the number one.
Best player on the team.
All the way, right? Brandon Johnson, people, okay. You see him shoot it, you're like, okay. He has a very, very, you know, like I say, he gets a wide base, got a very good stroke from the outside. Very longest range.
Yeah.
Very, very heavy range.
Kind of weird. His feet don't leave the ground.
Yeah. kind of has the, what's my guy? Indiana shooter from Indiana, Bradley Beal. Is that Florida?
That was Florida.
Okay. Who's the guy from Indiana? The other shooter talks crap to the kids and says, y'all gotta go through me.
Oh no, it's Brad Beal.
Who's from Indiana? It's another shooter.
Are you thinking about Oladipo?
No, but yeah. Who's one of the best shooters?
I mean, Brad Beal's the one that he was the one that said, okay, like, you're gonna make it the league. You gotta be able to beat me.
Texas, 38-31-93-9. Big time shooter that went to Indiana. You know, within the last, you know, eight, nine years. Can't think of his name all the time. But Beal is a good example. Kind of got wide base, doesn't really lead the floor a lot, but can stroke it, right? Yep. He kind of is the – thank God we don't have to argue with Andy and them, because I'm not allowed to say, imagine, you know, Bradley Beal at 6'7", you know.
Oh, my God, dude. There's so many times, like I like Andy and all, he's cool, but there is so many times I'm like, God. Glad you're in Indianapolis.
I have to explain that I'm not calling him a 6'8" Bradley Beal. I'm just saying he has Eric Gordon.
A good one.
Okay.
Kind of
just got a platform based shot, but it's a very repeatable.
Watson's not a bad Christian Watson. The guy that hit the watch shot?
Yeah.
That's not a bad comparison. That's actually a really good comparison.
Yes. Okay. Tall, very good stroke outside, right? Uh-huh. Here's the thing. You're going to tie this into another guy. I'm like, okay, coach. This is what we're going to do. Did you watch Seton Hall last night?
A little bit, yeah.
At all?
Yeah, I did.
When you saw Seton Hall, I was so proud of Dre Davis.
Mm-hmm.
I was so proud of him. He was such a man out there. He was such a leader. Like, he was committed. Seton Hall, you could see everybody on the team could do something with the ball around the basket. That other guard, that's from like Queens for Seton Hall.
Yeah.
It was like Big East Player of the Year or first team.
It's Shaheen Holloway, man. I really liked Shaheen Holloway.
You know what I didn't realize though?
Yeah.
He can't lead the East Coast.
No.
No way. No way.
No, I agree.
Yeah.
Because he's from, like, people don't, I do think some people have kind of forgotten him.
Yep.
That's like, oh, he's a coach. I'm like, no, he's like one of the best players in the country.
Yep.
Like, he was awesome.
Yep.
Coming out, you know, but he was always there.
McDonald's All-American.
Oh, yeah. He won the MVP over Kobe. Like, I mean, yeah, he was legit. But it's like, but again,
I was just looking at the.
He'll find that guard every year.
Yes. And he knows how to use that guard.
Yeah.
I just think you put him somewhere. Like, even his St. Peter's
team. I agree.
Yeah, he knew how to get the penetration guys. You know, like the I can finish through stupid levels of contact.
Yeah.
You know, it's the Carmelo. Like, he can find the Carmelos. They're just super gritty.
Like, Jordan Ward answer is going to start making me mad. Y'all don't put enough respect on Jordan Ward's name.
Right.
See him out here punching on people last night.
Yeah, I did see that. Yep. Okay.
People are like, oh, mid-tier player, who? Jordan Ward.
Chase, I had to explain to people that four-star Jordan Ward from Buffalo, New York is a problem.
Yeah.
Chase, I wish you had been with us. I wish we had a microphone to prove this. We went to the Derby Classic. Jordan Ward was like kind of the not talked about prospect. It was like, oh, yeah, we got that kid. And there was like Malik, who was a five-star. And, you know, we had a guard.
Just barely missed the McDonald's.
Yeah, just barely. So, like, we were standing underneath the basket at Freedom Hall, okay? And Marcus and I watched 10 minutes. And we both were like,
four minutes.
Yeah, we both. I wish, and because now people are like, yeah, right. And I'm like, and that's fine. You can say that. I'm totally fine with it because we didn't have enough gusto to go shout it out. But we were both like, that kid's best kid in class.
Then you look up the math, and you will appreciate this.
Yeah.
His dad is what?
Coach.
His dad's a coach.
Yeah.
And this is before, you know, people knew. Wait a minute. His dad's access to a gym? You got a kid who grows up in a gym with a dad coach? Then you start looking at his shooting form. It's like, no, this kid's a shooting lunatic. Then you could tell when he shot it. When he missed, he was like, oh, how'd that happen? You know, you could just see through his reaction, like, I'm not supposed to miss, you know?
Yeah.
And you're just like, it's a problem. Okay, let's reset it.
Yeah, sorry.
This guy shoot. Okay, we got a shooter.
I was just messing with you, Dexter, by the way. I get what you're saying.
Shooter. You see all this tape I'm shooting, right? But then, Steve, do you remember watching his post-up game? Brandon Johnson.
Yeah.
Okay. When you see Brandon Johnson, his base is so strong. Okay. You ever see somebody pump fake somebody and, you know, pivot and but keeps their feet, like you almost land on the guy.
Let me reiterate. This is a guy that put Louisville in his top six.
Yes, right.
Just
right.
So people know what we're talking about. I don't know if some people are talking
about. It's not
about the
player. It's not.
Yeah, Texter, I'm just messing with you.
It's not the player point that I'm making. It's not the macro point is not the player.
Yeah.
Okay? This player, I'm describing him.
Yeah.
Pump fakes around the basket. You know, gets the foul. You know, the referee doesn't call it. He stays there locked in. He's going to get this bucket up through the contact. But none of, like, of course, it's highlights, but you can tell by how strong he is with the ball that he's valuing the ball. He's used to being down here in the post. He's used to playing pickup basketball. What do I mean by that? Means the score is, okay, in college levels, higher levels, you go to 8. when you play pickup.
Yeah, absolutely.
Everything's one. Mm-hmm. You go to eight, might go to seven. Mm-hmm. You know, that keep the games going fast, you know. So he's the guy that we have to get this bucket. You have to either get fouled or the ball has to go in. Because if we go back down to the other end of the court, we're not winning this game. You can tell that guy is one of those kind of guys that he just, you know, just I'm not losing the ball, right?
He had one where he caught the ball in the wing, kind of spot up just inside the free throw or the 3-point line. He made a move and jump stopped in the middle and like went up on two and like what you're saying, like his full base. And it was like a, is he 50? He just finished the bucket, yeah, like what you said. Yes. Yeah, but it was like, oh, just power, and it was like, don't
win. Just it's not like he wasn't doing it with bounce. You know, it was just I'm physical. I'm gonna get the contact. So I watched it. You know, I watched post move after post move where he just wasn't gonna get blocked. But even if he got blocked, he was reaching for the ball before it even got out of his radar. It just kind of a. I don't want to use this as a negative, but it's the Euro. Listen, shout out to Tony Williams. He said this, and it stuck with me. And he said it, and I laughed so hard when Tony Williams said this. He was sitting with him, and he was explaining to somebody. He's like, overseas ball is like, you got to be able to, like, who can fight and play basketball at the same time? Steve.
Everybody I've ever heard explain it, something like that.
He was so right.
Like, that's awesome.
And what I mean fight, like, you ever see those little those videos where you have, like, let's just say it looks like Malaysia or something.
Oh, yeah.
Where they're out on a mud paddy playing basketball, where you bounce it and they run a little bit. It's not like – it's how you would coach five-year-olds.
Yeah.
Dribble once, run a couple steps, then they might dribble again. And referee might be like – okay, Johnny, you gotta dribble every once in a while.
Yeah, like, okay, dude, come on. Yeah,
listen, in the Malaysian mud paddies, if you've seen that video where those guys are out there kind of like shooting and tackling each other, but they're still technically playing. It's like watching rugby and American football.
Oh, yeah.
It's technically the same idea, but not really the same.
Not sport. The same game.
Yeah. Tony Williams said overseas ball. Because you have to, like, cheat. You have to, like, have an off arm. It's like, like you're running the football a little bit.
Yeah, that's fair.
Yeah, so, like, Luka is comfortable with the amount of contact in the NBA. Listen, he has an interview where he's like, it's so much easier to score because there's so much space in the United States. And foreign countries, there's not space to do stuff. So anyway, you watched Brandon Johnson, and you're like, okay, around people, he's comfortable. He's at home in the paint, but he can shoot it. A lot of times, you got guys that can shoot, they don't like being in the paint. Mm-hmm. It's just, you know, it's one or the other. They lack physicality. So okay, so you watch him. Then, you know, like I said, transfer. Guy just hits the transfer portal out of Iowa.
By the way, it's odd you mentioned him right before the show because he just cut his list to six and we're not on.
Okay.
There, so,
okay, but no, here's the thing.
That's literally right now.
That's fine.
It's weird.
No. I just said
it
wasn't about the players.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, the big picture is what he's looking at. What he's looking at. Iowa point guard. Tony Perkins?
Yep.
Okay. If you go watch him, you know, it's like I said, I saw his name come up, we reached out, whatever.
Yeah.
So you look at him, strong, muscle guy, enjoys the physicality, right?
Yes.
So now I'm like, okay, coach, I've heard about a pure scorer, just a pure bucket getter. My other guy is a shooter that looks like he can get buckets if he has a matchup on. It's like, if you think you're going to put your Ryan McMahon out on my shooter, if you think you're going to put your shooter on my shooter is going to be bigger.
Yeah.
And he's comfortable around the basket.
Oh, yeah.
Taking advantage of a, like I said, quote unquote, your shooter versus my shooter. I'm going to need one that can post up. So you look at him. Now you look at the Iowa point guard and you're like, they all they really favor each other as far as street.
The Maddox kid from Toledo is like that, too. And we're in his final four to six. Yeah.
Penny Boone's tweeting at him. It's the whole thing.
Yeah, he's the same mold, though. Yeah, yeah, to your point.
So, yeah, I'm watching these guys. Again, I don't care about the Jesse. Tick-tock, Jesse. I don't care about the player names right now, right?
Yeah.
I don't care about the schools right now. Because what have we – listen.
Dante Maddox, 6'2", 200 pounds from Chicago Heights, Illinois.
6'2", 200 pounds, stronger. And you watch some of these guys – and they might not be aesthetically pleasing, but they are strong and they take care of
average 16, 5, and 3.
And they're all stat stuffer guys.
Yeah, yeah, because if you're reading Terrence Edwards.
Yes.
17, 5, and 3.
Johnson, at a point, he was like leading the conference in rebounds.
Yeah.
Like you watch these guys, they're all like he's going after complete. Really, really complete guys, not guys with gaudy.
Well, I mean, listen, I mean, since I've read the other two, it's the three guys that are the most
likely.
Well, have just been the most mentioned now. You know, that it's like, okay, like Edwards is on campus
has
right
the most
now.
Heat.
Yeah. Which Edwards got here, thank God, got here late last night, apparently. So, because he's coming straight from Tallahassee. So I didn't need him to fly into.
Yeah, this looks a little Tallahassee.
Yeah, I mean, the weather, it's like, it's 52, but it's like, yeah, bro, this is unseasonal.
This looks Tallahassee-ish.
Yeah.
Tallahassee-ish.
Yeah, because the panhandle isn't exactly, like, hot all the time. You know, like, I mean, it can get,
And get this gray.
Yeah. They have, but Brandon Johnson, same thing, 6'8", 210 from Raleigh, North Carolina, 14 points, 9 rebounds, 2 assists.
14, 9, and 2.
Yeah.
Sign me up.
42% from the field. Now listen to Maddox, 44% from the field. Now listen to Edwards, 43% from the field. That's pretty. That's some efficient basketball, man.
Stat stuffing.
Yeah,
you know.
And like you said, it's not so much about the names. That's the type of player you're going to go after.
Yeah, because that's what you want to learn about. Okay. What is he putting together? I want to have. Okay, now if I told you I was going to have six guys that were stat-stuffing guys, I'll use the cliche thing that every coach says. If I had
lunchbox guys?
Yeah, lunch pail guys. Or if I had 10 Dwayne Suttons, I'd never lose a game.
Well, let me ask you. Does Mike James become more attractive?
That was exactly what the comparison I kept coming back to. How does he differ from Mike James? You know what I kept on saying? All these guys shoot so much better than Mike James. I don't trust his shot at all.
It's fair.
So that's what eliminated him.
That's fair.
Yeah, it's consistent. Look, not from lack of trying, right? Like he looked like he was trying to clean up his shot. You know, he looked like he was trying to hold his form. He just wasn't a pure shooter. You know, he just wasn't a pure like shooter. But I do.
Yeah.
The question and the point to your question is, all right, will you sign up for a Mike James type?
Well, because the question, but
have more of them. Like when you look at DeAndre Davis or somebody.
And I'm just saying the question is, it comes back around. So I think a lot of people are asking right now is. Will anybody come back from this team? I'm not sure they will, but it's like, okay, but if they do, now we're starting to get a little more of a, who would he talk to?
Who would be your type from this team?
Yeah, so it's like, because I believe there's one guy, I believe, that's out there in the portal right now that just chat with a couple people last night. I don't think he's just wanted back here. He thought he would be. it's like, all right. It's curious.
I tell you what.
Yeah, sorry, Chase.
We went long. Let me take a quick commercial break. 99 Ville.
At the absolute worst, it was a little white lie.
A little white lie.
After all, when it hit the line, it felt like a 15-pounder. It doesn't matter what the scale says. So it might be an ever so slight deviation from the truth.
Sometimes in fishing, the truth is hard to catch.
Maybe just a stretch.
But the Kentucky Department of Fish and Wildlife reminds you, fishing isn't about math. It's about fun.
And fudging a little if you need to.
Kentucky fishing.
It'll make a liar out of you.
Your home is your fortress, and your first line of defense is your roof. So if your roof is under attack by either Mother Nature or Father Time, you should be calling Citadel Roofing and Construction. Citadel Roofing and Construction is locally owned and operated, will provide free inspections, estimates, and of course they'll work with your insurance. Did I also mention their A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau? Let Citadel Roofing and Construction protect the roof that protects you by calling 502-219-7964 today.
Men, this is Jeff for Tri-State Men's Health. And you've heard me talk a lot about how treating low testosterone can improve your sleep, your workouts, your energy levels, and more. But today I want to talk to you about your sex drive, because low testosterone can have a significant impact on your desire for intimacy. It can even be a factor in erectile dysfunction. And if you're in a relationship or wanting to be in a relationship, a low sex drive could really be a problem. The good news is that if you're like most guys, treating your low testosterone could really change the way you feel about sex, giving you back the flame and desire that is so important when you love someone. So if you're feeling sluggish and tired, if you're not sleeping well, if your workouts aren't that great, and most of all, if your sex drive is more like a putt, make an appointment at Tri-State Men's Health and have your testosterone levels checked. Your initial visit is only $99 and includes blood work and a medical consult. And if you start on testosterone the day of your appointment, your visit is free. Call 800-900-9654 or go to tristatemenshealth.com. We have 6 offices across the tri-state area to serve you.
Most people don't put much thought into the value of a reliable water or sewage pump until they have to. Well, I have a team that never stops thinking about it. Kentuckiana Pump Sales. With over 35 years of experience, Kentuckiana Pump Sales, a premier Ashland pump shop, includes sump, sewage, grinder pumps, and many more to service all residential, municipal, commercial, and industrial needs. Next time you think about pumps, think Kentuckiana Pump Sales, 3303 Industrial Parkway, Jeffersonville, Indiana, or visit KentuckianaPumps.com.
This is Keith Bosch with Rates Fence Company, a local family-owned and operated business for more than 50 years. Rates Fence is Louisville's premier fence installation and access control company, specializing in residential and commercial fencing solutions. If you are looking for a quality fence installation from a company you can trust, visit us online at ratesfence.com. That's RAATZ fence.com to schedule your free estimate today.
Matzah Pie Anchorage is Louisville's best-kept secret and the pizza partner for 1020's flagship craft brewery in Butchertown, 2 blocks from Lynn Family Stadium, along with 1020 Douglas Loop and in Clarksville. Matzah Pie is the perfect combination of flavor, tasty sourdough, thin-crust pizza paired with local craft beer. Keep it independent, Louisville. Matzah Pie and 1020 Craft Brewery are your absolute go-tos for local brick oven pizza and craft beer. You can also bring the pie to your backyard. Unique caterings for parties of all sizes, weddings, birthdays, derby, retirements, corporate lunches, rehearsals, and more. Visit Matzah Pie. For more.
Did you know LMPD posts photos of thieves caught on camera? Problem is, half the time, you can't even make out the face. What about your cameras? If someone broke into your business? Here at Sonatrol, the number one rated security company in Kentucky, we sell high-resolution cameras with great lenses. Even at night, our outdoor cameras record in color. If you have old, grainy analog cameras, or black and white footage, or don't have a camera system at all, give us a call, 502-966-8999. Make your new year resolution, new camera resolutions.
Blistering offense. Going back. That ball is gone! Stellar defense.
Relay to first. Double play.
Lights out pitching.
Strike three. An immaculate inning.
Epic victories.
Louisville gets the victory.
This is Louisville Baseball.
Right here on your flagship for Louisville sports. 93.9 The Ville and the ESPN Louisville app.
Yeah, it's that good.
The U of L Health orthopedic experts get you back in the game of life faster. We lead the state in robotic surgical procedures that minimize pain and recovery time. Our high-level care and customized surgeries treat everything from shoulders to toes, including spines. And as the official health provider for U of L athletics, we give that same VIP care to every patient. That's the power of you. Visit uofllhealth.org.
Louisville fan Steve Rummage here. We all know the importance of making the right hire, especially when the stakes are high. In basketball and in real estate, the right leadership makes all the difference. Just because someone seems nice or they're a friend of the family doesn't mean they're the right person for the job. Hire someone with a proven track record of success, like you've heard me say for years. Call Josh Jarbo. Josh and the team at RE/MAX Empire are turning tough plays into big wins, ensuring your real estate experience is nothing short of a slam dunk. And in need of financing? Say no to amateur moves and go with the best. With Motto Mortgage A2Z, you're getting the MVP of treatment. No more pain, just gains. So when you're ready to make your next big play in real estate, remember, with RE/MAX Empire and Motto Mortgage A2Z, it's always a full court press towards success. They're here to assist you in scoring the perfect property and navigating the financial hoops with ease. Call Josh Jarbo, 502-216-7590, and let's achieve those real estate goals with championship precision.
Josh Jarbo, principal broker, owner of RE/MAX Empire and co-founder of Modern Mortgage A to Z, NMLS number 225-6125. Each office is independently owned and operated. Modern Mortgage A to Z is an equal house lender.
Sure, the weather may be cold, but that's no excuse not to look your best. Get a fresh haircut from Big League Haircuts. Two area locations and a great deal for you Tuesdays and Wednesdays. 5-0 Tuesdays. Get $5 off a haircut of two or more. And remember, tune into the V-Show Tuesday and Wednesday for the Big League Haircuts V-Stakes for a chance to win a free haircut and other great prizes. Taylorsville Road, Bardstown Road, two great locations. Play hard, look good at Big League Haircuts.
Lanning Paints is truly Louisville's hometown paint manufacturer. We create architectural coatings for homes and ship our industrial and commercial products across the United States and even across the world. I am Aaron Lanning, and I am lucky enough to work alongside my father, Nick, who is our chemist and brainchild for our local brand. He is working daily to formulate finishes and coatings that will beautify your interior walls, basement and garage floors, driveways, fences, siding, brick, and more. Visit LanningPaint.com to learn more about us or call us at 245-0630 to reach our Middletown location or 612-2138 for Dixie Highway, where we proudly offer a full array of Benjamin Moore products. Lanning Paints, painting the USA from Louisville, Kentucky since 1983.
When you hold me in your arms so tight, you let me know everything's all right.
Welcome back to the Dixie Marcus Maven. 8150 93.9 is the number. 93.9 is the station. Before we go any further, let me take a second to remind everybody that temperature control is and always will be one of the most valuable resources one could have. If you agree with that sentiment, then DFH Company is most certainly the company for you. Simply dial 968-6222 or you can look them up online at dfhcompany.com. Make sure you look into the Mitsubishi Mini Split, like the one we use here at the 93.9 Studios for that hard to heat, hard to cool room in your home. Again, 968-6222 or look them up online at dfhcompany.com. I'm glad that I did not break character.
Yeah.
To talk about the foot massage that I'm watching on the television.
Pressure points. It's good stuff, man. Good stuff.
Have you,
to
ever,
know.
Have you ever gotten a foot massage?
Nah,
professional.
Not really my thing, but probably good.
What about you, Chase?
No, nobody wants to touch my feet. It's.
I think. I feel you on that. In college, we had to get like a mandatory one or something.
Yeah.
Like, you know, off of.
No, it's good to keep. I mean, Listen, it's good.
Is that one of those things that you get on Elijah about and just say, boy, if I could go back. I would have took such better care of my feet.
Yep.
If I could do one thing the right way.
Take care of your feet.
Instead of only one of the ones that you got. It's like, oh my goodness. Also, I wanted to definitely give another shout out and a special thanks to one of the newest members of the team. That would be Kentuckiana Pump Sales for every home, building, business, or municipality that all rely on the movement these pumps provide. People, the moment you need a water or sewage pump, you should be thinking Kentuckiana Pump Sales. They're like our first responders or essential personnel. Over 35 years of experience, best service, fairest possible price, and it's right over in Jeffersonville, Indiana. People, go see Harold or go see Mark. They'll find out exactly what you need. Utility, sump, effluent grinder, sewage, anything you need. 3303 Industrial Parkway, Jeffersonville, Indiana, of course. Or you can give them a call, 812-725-9217. Or simply visit KentuckianaPumps.com.
Go ahead. I was going to say, I saw this morning. It was awesome. I was like, so the College of Charleston strength coach was walking down Floyd Street with a U of L shirt on. So I was like, I'm assuming we got a strength coach. I could be wrong.
Do they have to post the job for a week?
I think they've already posted it. But yeah, uh-huh. I think they do. But yeah,
just
yeah.
Post them all at the same time.
I was like, listen, I could totally be wrong. I was like, he was here. No,
he
my
just,
God.
He just came to check
out. Oh my God.
Somebody just got hit.
No. I think she's trying to
park.
She's trying to parallel park. She just kind of stopped in mid and got out and looked. It's like, yeah, you might want to call it.
go find a normal parking spot.
Yeah,
go pay for one.
You might want to call it. This ain't going to end well. Sorry.
So, April 11th, there's going to be an open house. Again, details to come. Open house. Right now is it confirmed that a particular coach is going to join us at Kentuckiana Pump Sales. We're going to have it catered. We're going to turn a little shindig into the event and get out to Kentuckiana Pump Sales. Shout out to Don Delaney, Jonathan Israel, setting this thing up. Pretty sure we're going to have little four pegs catering going on. So if that's something.
We doing the show out there?
We are definitely doing the show out there.
I love it, man. Can't wait.
So yeah, clear a lunchtime for
next Thursday,
April 11th.
Yeah, next Thursday.
Mm-hmm. So we can get around to that. Any more shouts? Because I don't want to dive into total new subjects before we get in. Okay, I'm listening.
East Carolina transfer forward Brandon Johnson is committed to Miami.
Okay. Well, there you go. Well, that was a waste of time.
No, it wasn't, Steve.
1 minute ago.
It's the type of player we are looking at.
I know. No, I'm joking. But yeah, no, it will be the same.
But no. No, 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 no. Jesse, did you do your homework, Jesse? Because exactly my point, Steve. Jesse calls in and says, these guys aren't ACC caliber. Because he's looking at the names. I don't want a bunch of these guys. What do you get? One of the first guys you're going after, one of your top targets, is going to the Miami Hurricanes.
Absolutely.
So don't do they can't be ACC caliber guys here.
Yes.
But they Seton Hall wiped the floor with Georgia, speaking of ACC, SEC. Mm-hmm. My God, that was Georgia?
Yeah.
Bless you.
Thank you.
How long was that building up?
It was coming. Nothing I can do about it.
So Brandon Johnson, okay, but again, still my point.
Yeah.
Would you say he's not ACC caliber if he's going to Miami?
Right. Well, and I mean, the guys you talk about, I mean, listen, you talk about the guys that you're involved in. Of course, when they visit is when it's like, okay, now there's real, like with Edwards on campus.
Get him early or wait?
No, get him early. Get them early.
That's just a fan in you, Steve.
In NIL, man.
That is just a fan in you.
Oh, no. And then,
all these new guys are going to hit the portal late and open up. And you don't want to do late steals?
Oh, you mean portal guys in general? Oh, yeah. I thought you meant like when they're visiting.
Oh, no.
I don't really care about that. We'll be adding guys all the way up. We've got to fill an entire roster.
Right.
We're going to be adding guys all the way up into August.
How many would make you feel comfortable on April 31st or whatever, April 30th or however many?
Four or five.
So you got five.
Yeah.
You're like, okay.
Like, say we get Edwards in the next couple days.
Mm-hmm.
That's three.
Mm-hmm.
Feel good about that. And then in between now and the next 3 weeks, we land two more guys. Okay.
Nice little steady.
I feel pretty good there.
Steady pace.
Yeah, yeah, because another wave of the portal's coming, you know, and it's like, all right, I'm here for it.
I tell you what, we'll keep it rolling.
Yeah.
One philosophical question I got to ask moving forward. Oh, he's helping out. Good job. Rolling along on 939 The Ville.
I've been in this wheelchair for about 8 years now. People always ask, what happened? So I tell them, I was in a car crash. The thing is, I wasn't the driver or passenger. I wasn't in the car at all. I was just walking down the street, and now I'll never walk again. Please, Kentucky, be safe and look out for pedestrians. Buckle up and put the phone down.
Paid with funds through the Kentucky Office of Highway Safety.
Men, this is Jeff for Tri-State Men's Health. The one you love is the light of your life. And if you're like most of us, you want to do whatever you can to nurture your relationship. But if you're suffering with erectile dysfunction, you know the impacts the condition is likely having on you and your partner. ED is a relationship destroyer. It can contribute to depression, distancing, conflicts, and even breakups and divorce. And what's so disturbing about this is that most men who suffer with ED can be successfully treated, but a lot of guys don't seek treatment when they should. At Tri-State Men's Health, we have protocols that are effective in well over 90% of cases. In fact, if you're like most guys, you could be having great sex within a day or two of your first appointment and maybe find you're performing like you haven't in a long time. So call Tri-State Men's Health today. Your initial visit is only $99 and includes blood work, a medical consult, and if medically advised, a test dose. And if that test dose doesn't work in the office, your visit is free. Call 800-900-9654 or go to tristatemenshealth.com. We have six...
Taking care of your family isn't always easy, so we make sure getting care when you need it is. With Baptist Health Urgent and Virtual Care, we bring you more options and greater convenience, too. With video visits available 24/7 and online check-in through MyChart for in-person visits. To check in online or to set up a video visit, go to baptisthealth.com/careanywhere.
When it's time to replace your heating and air system, we know people want options. That's why you'll always get a free second opinion with BJ Heating and Cooling. Plus, for a limited time, get 0% financing for 60 months on a new Bryant system.
Call the experts you can trust at BJ Heating and Cooling.